Stage Your Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning. This is Shel Brodnax with Stager Talk. I'm joined today by the always amazing and wonderful Audra Slinky from the Home Staging Resource. Audra, how are you?
I am doing good, Shel. How are you?
I'm just peachy and fantastic as normal.
Are you staying? Is it like 100 degrees up there right now?
Probably. I've only been outside once this morning. And it was a bit over. It was a bit hot, but it is what it is. So
yeah.
How's the weather where you are?
Same. I can't even believe this.
Same.
It's like roasting everywhere. And I haven't been outside at all.
I hear you.
At least I've been outside.
Well, I'm so grateful that you are with me today here on Stager Talk. I love to do these podcasts for everybody and gives people, attendees or people that are on the fence about attending RisaCon, just a little bitty snapshot about what all the speakers are going to be teaching at the classes. So your particular session this year, or should I say next year, January 2017 for RisaCon in Vegas, is 6 steps to picking the best color schemes for clients. So why don't you tell me a little bit about this? Like, you know, really what's the general flavor of your session? What can people expect to learn?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to try and put my 3-day color course into the hour that I have, or the hour 20 minutes. So it's going to be a lot of information. It's going to be packed full. And I'm going to try and gear it towards, you know, stagers who are always asked about obviously color from their clients, or just assume that they're supposed to go in and on the consultation, you know, specify colors and kind of give them a kind of a, okay, this is some easy steps, general rules to follow, great colors to put. I'm going to give them a color cheat sheet, if you will, that will really also help them and kind of walk them through that. And then secondarily, really talk about, you know, digging a little bit deeper into the idea of offering color consultations to their client, for especially for those stagers who are more consultation based versus, you know, the vacant kind of, you know, large warehouse type of stagers, because I find that stagers in general tend to fall into 2 different categories. So I'm going to try and touch on it all for all of them with regard to color.
So when we're talking about color for this session, is this always for moving, or is it always, can it also be just for a regular consultation if someone's still staying in their home?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. I mean, we're going to talk about first for moving, because obviously when you are in there, you know, as a stager, and you know you need to specify some colors on the walls, you know, quickly for these clients, because a lot of times that's the big red flag. Color is just so emotional, and that's kind of usually the biggest issue we have sometimes for our clients. So that's kind of an easy mini color consult that, you know, obviously you're not going to go, okay, now I can come in for my color consultation, and that's an extra, you know, $300. So it's a little bit different beast when you're specifying colors for staging, because you have to do it kind of quick and dirty, if you will. It kind of sounds bad, but that's what we do as stagers. And then talk about actually having that kind of formal process, so that for the home that your clients, your staging clients, are going to be moving into, because 9 times out of 10, they're usually painting before they move in. A lot of times that's the easiest time to paint their home. Let's talk about actually doing, you know, a really in-depth color consultation for those clients, knowing what kind of furnishings and things and that they're going to be work with, and fixed finishes. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, but just a little bit about that, because that could go on forever, but really talking about the staging consult and then how you would package a color consult for a kind of redesign, if you will,
So let me ask you this: with what type of person would need, if you're a homeowner, and let's say you're not selling, but you want something different in your home, and you're looking at color. So is it just literally anybody could just call for a color consult? Is there sometimes when someone may need a consult where they don't necessarily need a consult? Because I'm even just looking at myself, and like right now I'm thinking of redoing my kitchen. So with that, I'm looking, should I paint the walls in the kitchen a certain color? Should I do the cabinets a certain color? How's that going to affect, because it kind of creeps over into my living room area. So would I be a good candidate for a color consult?
Absolutely, you would be, especially because in a kitchen, there are so many fixed finishes we have to work around. And so many people make mistakes when it comes to color. Color is kind of this monstrous beast. It is complex. There is no such thing as a tried and true color. I mean, you'll see that on, you know, Pinterest, tried and true colors. And you may think as a general consumer, oh, this is a tried and true color. I want this in my kitchen, only to discover it makes your granite, if you will, if you have granite, look dirty, you know, because there are color rules. There are colors that don't all get along. And so you kind of need to know, and it is a step-by-step process. That's why I'm kind of walking through. In my training, I walk people through, like, it's a six-step process. There's no one, you know, way to look at things. You have to take in actually quite a few different things. You can't make color choices in a vacuum. You know, we have to take in what is in your home already, and then you have to go into your living room. Okay, what are we working with? Your furnishings, right? You've got colors everywhere. And so then we have to discuss, okay, what's the right white to pick? What's the right neutral to pick? What's the right colors? So that's why it kind of is a step-by-step process, and that's what I'm going to walk people through to kind of break it down and simplify color for stagers and even, you know, designers. I think it's kind of one of those things that's pretty complex, and for you especially, because here's the deal. How many of us on the line who are listening to this have made a not ideal color choice or paint choice on our walls? Everybody, right? Have you picked a color that you don't really like? Yeah, and it becomes very expensive when you pick the wrong color, especially when you're hiring a painter, right? How many of us have picked the wrong color? We hired a painter, we paid, you know, a few thousand to paint, you know, the home, this, this, and this, and now we're like, ugh, we're stuck. We're stuck with this color. I mean, we may have looked at the color on the wall, maybe we did in the absence of furniture, and thought it looked great, and then you put in all those other elements, and it just doesn't look good. And so that's kind of what we're, you know, trying to kind of walking people through, how to avoid those mistakes, how to pick the most ideal color, because color has the most emotional impact on an individual when they walk into that room, more than anything else. I think color, and it's not just paint color, although paint really does, it's everything else in the room. It's the colors kind of harmoniously working together.
Yeah, exactly. So like in my home, we bought it about 8-9 years ago, and they painted, it's blood red in my kitchen.
Ooh.
And it's still blood red in my kitchen, because I've been looking at it for 8 years going, I'm not a fan of this color. I mean, the color itself is it's a nice color. I actually like the color. I just don't like it in the kitchen. But then to try to figure out what to do with that color, why is it that people, do you think, a homeowner like myself, you just wait so long? I mean, for me, it's overwhelming. Do you think most people, the average person, finds that it's just too overwhelming to even think about it?
It's extraordinarily overwhelming. And they don't realize that there are options out there. They don't realize that it is easy to hire a color consultant to come in, you know, and help them make those decisions for them. And I mean, the stress that that removes from that individual is enormous, because you're right, that I think that most people are overwhelmed. And then they don't realize, once you do pick the right colors, once we put that paint on the wall that goes with everything else they have, and then discuss kind of a next steps in the home. And that's kind of the process that, you know, I walk people through, because I do think color is a great springboard to more design work, because it's kind of getting a client to feel confident in your ability to help them with their home, right? It's a great in, if you will. It's kind of a gateway for stagers. It's kind of like the consultation gateway. The color consultation gateway is a great gateway into interior design work or design work for even a stager who wants to go that direction. And once you've built that rapport with the client and you make those good choices, it's so much easier then to, okay, now let's talk about these finishes. Let's talk about these furnishings. Let's talk about the things that that, you know, that may have been dated, because color trends have drastically changed. A red was popular in a kitchen, you know, many, you know, years back. And that's the thing. I mean, the color trends too thing are changing so rapidly. It's hard even for people to, you know, stay on top of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the paint trends for a minute.
We see,
the, you know, the color mixes, the Sherwin-Williams and the Benjamin Moores, and they all come out with their colors of the year.
Yeah.
How do you know how those even get chosen? Because there are some that you look at, you know, even some recently, or I was kind of shocked. I probably wouldn't have chosen that color. But then you put it up on the walls, and it's like, is it annual changes? I mean, if you invest in a color consultation, a homeowner invest in a color consult, and then you let's pay somebody to paint your home, or even if you did it yourself, you did the paint on your own, how many years can you expect to have that color be relevant?
Well, that's the good thing. I mean, that's kind of the good news, is that if the color is chosen based upon the fixed finishes and furnishings in the home, it'll all kind of work together. So unless they're changing out those finishes and fixtures and furnishings on a regular basis, it should work for a while. The one trend that has me a little bit more alarmed, but it's actually a really good thing for color consultants, is the white trend. Because we went through this brown trend, right, where everything was kind of Tuscan brown. We're still seeing it, I mean, everywhere in San Diego, right? It's brown, 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 dark tan, you know, everywhere. And then now it kind of evolved into this gray trend, you know, so the gray trend hit and everything was gray, 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 gray. Now we're seeing the white trend. And of course, it's no coincidence that two of the big, you know, paint manufacturers picked a form of white for their color of the year last year. So now we see, you know, on magazines or Domino or, you know, anyone who's, you know, looking at the internet at these rooms, everyone's white, white, white on the walls, right? But white is the least safe, really, color to put on a wall. So white may look great in a, you know, multi-million dollar home like Meredith Baird's homes, right? White, she says, I always just specify white on the walls. And that makes great sense because she is controlling the furnishing she's putting in there. She's dealing with, you know, multi-million dollar homes on the water, which typically have oodles and oodles of light. And then she gets to also control all the texture and stuff that she gets to put in that space. And then white will work for you. But the average person doesn't live in that multi-million dollar sun-filled beach home. You know? So they may throw white on the walls because that's the trend and they think it's safe and it looks like, you know, their college apartment. So it's funny watching the trends and seeing, you know, how these paint manufacturers pick it. You can understand that they picked it because they're seeing this white trend, white, black, metallics. Watching the trends for next year is even more fascinating. But and that's what we're going to be talking about too in the training. So I've got a lot to pack in.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short 30-second commercial break, and we will be right back. And I think then let's talk a little bit about some common mistakes that people make when choosing color. So stay tuned for a message from our sponsor.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing, or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360.
And welcome back. This is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk, and I am joined today with Audra Slinky from Home Staging Resource. Audra, thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks.
And let's talk about some mistakes. So if you're new to color, maybe to redesign of doing it for a business, what are some things that you can avoid mistakes making when you're choosing color?
That's a good question. I think that the first mistake a lot of stagers typically make, because they're not typically very confident in color, and so you're kind of like reading, okay, what are tried and true colors, tried and true, and they're trying to stick with that, and then they find out that tried and true that they read on Pinterest or whatever wasn't as tried and true. So the first mistake that they make is they just kind of pick a standard color and hope it works in every home, and that's going to be a problem, because there's light issues, there's furniture issues, everything we talked about. So they have to kind of look at the space a little bit, and then they can follow a few steps, and then they can pick the right color. But because they don't have a lot of color confidence and they're just kind of trying to pick something quick, they're picking the wrong color. Another big mistake a lot of stagers make is they're not honest with the client on color. You know, how many of us have walked into a home and we know that color is off, it feels wrong, but we're trying to stick within a budget or something, and we don't tell the ugly story. And, you know, You have to confidently tell the ugly story. We know that paint color is going to wreak havoc on the sale price probably of that home. And we have to be honest with our clients.
Well, I think that's really important to be honest with the client. So let's say you've got somebody that's going to stay in their home and they're wanting just this crazy, wacky color. And is it, you know, obviously, if that's what they're wanting, it would be the stager's job to try to be able to make that work. But like you said, they also have to be honest in letting them know up front, look, this crazy, wacky color that you want in your bedroom right now, it's great for living. But if you're going to sell, you're going to just giving you a heads up. You're going to have to change that out when you go to sell it. Is that how somebody should handle that?
Well, I think that, you know, color is so personal, and that's true. And if they absolutely want to live with this crazy, wacky color, I think that the most important thing that we can do, you know, putting on a designer hat, you know, not a stager hat, designer hat, because now they're living there, redesigner hat, is, okay, you love this color. What about this color do you love? And how can we infuse it into this room so that it works with everything else? Because right now, this color on the wall does not work with this, this, or this. So educating the client on why a color would work or not work, I think, is important. And when you're educated on how you can do that, and it's very similar to what we do with staging, right? We love the painting that you have in this spot, but the reason it doesn't work here is because it's out of scale with, you know, what's underneath it. So let's move it to here. So we're giving them those kind of design tips as we stage, and I'm talking about, of course, occupied homes, so that they can kind of have those aha moments. And it's the same thing with, you know, paint color. And I don't, the first thing you're going to ask a client is, are they staying? Are they selling? You know, so paint,
right,
whatever,
absolutely.
You know, let's go with what you love. Let's listen to the client. We're listening to the home. We're listening to the client, making sure everything kind of works together. And then we can come up with those great colors for the client. And at the end, they can live with that and love it for many years to come. And if it comes to that they're ready to sell, well, then that's where we can talk about, you know, some staging colors that work with everybody.
Right. So then an alternative would be, let's say they pick that crazy color, and then you do what you suggest and ask them, what is it that you love about the color? And then perhaps if the color is just so bold or so overwhelming that it would make the room look small, if it was a smaller room and it was a darker color and it's going to make it look like a cave, maybe suggesting that that color not go on the wall, but you can, like you said, infuse that color into the accessories and the soft goods that are also put in that room to bring the color out of what they want, but not make the room look tiny.
Yeah. Well, you know what, sometimes, and that goes into kind of another question that I have kind of on the, you know, questionnaire when you're walking through, what do we want to feel when we walk into this room? Because maybe the client wants to feel cozy. They want to feel, you know, enveloped, and that, then that's where those colors might work. Another thing, you know, kind of color mistake is they think, let's say you're in a room, there's a room, especially this is for staging, that has very little light. And I blogged about this because my office has no light, no natural light. And I struggled with this, finding the right paint color, right, for a dark room that has no light. And at that point, painting the color, a light color, is not going to make that room lighter. So how do you make a dark room feel lighter? Is sometimes you've got to go with the dark color, and it actually will work. So, I have even photos on my blog about that. And that's kind of, those are the struggles that we walk into with stagers. That light color or that white or that, you know, bright color doesn't always work if there's little or no light in that space. So sometimes you have to embrace it, and you can, and it works with other, you know, things that you put in that space. And then other times you can kind of work around it.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. For somebody where color, it's not something that's just natural. They just are looking at color, and like you said, they get a little overwhelmed. They're not so confident. How easy is it to learn color?
You know, it is. It's easy. You know, what I do, and this is what I'm going to talk about in the training, is I think it's easy when you can break it down. You know what makes color overwhelming is that there are literally, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, right? And never mind, that's within each individual paint company, right? Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams. So that's where we get overwhelmed. So, you know, especially when they're introducing this palette, and even, you know, the new Pantone 2017 interior palette, what are they introducing? Like, it feels like 50 colors. Well, that's overwhelming. I can't hardly remember 50, much less 10. So that's where it gets overwhelming. So what I do in the process, and this is what I'm going to walk people through in the training, is if you can categorize color, and then you can, and then within the category, talk about which ones, you know, first step, this, pick this one, second step, pick this one. And that's where I'm going to break it down for people. And I'm going to try and do that in a short amount of time. It's not easy. Like I said, I'm going to try and fit 3 days into a session. But when you break it down, it becomes a lot less overwhelming. And then one choice leads to the next choice leads to the next choice. So that's the thing. It's kind of like this puzzle that we're putting together, and you got to find those edge pieces, you know, those corner pieces, like when you're putting together a puzzle, right? How many of you have done that? When you find those corners and those edges, guess what? All the other pieces start to go in a little together. So my hope is that, you know, I'm going to be helping them pick those cornerstones, and then that way it becomes a whole lot less overwhelming. Obviously providing a kind of the staging color cheat sheet and when to use what will help them too, because that's when they can just break out their handy dandy cheat sheet and kind of work from there as a kind of a base point to springboarding more kind of color consultation business. Here's the thing about color consultations as a kind of business for stagers, it's kind of a separate, you know, thing, is it's kind of a, it's a zero overhead, you know, business. And so it has its own appeal to a lot of home stagers who like the idea of going in and out and really working with clients and helping them with their home, but not necessarily doing these massive, you know, vacant type of business. So this is why I kind of
absolutely
love color, because I think it's this great opportunity for stagers to add, you know, there's, I find that stagers fall into one or two categories. You know, they love the idea of vacant, clean slate, you know, and then there's some that like the idea of really loving working with clients, solution oriented, walking into a home that's occupied, finding those solutions, and they want kind of that zero overhead in and out. And that's what makes color kind of that special addition to their business.
Beautiful. So I think we have a caller, a question on hold. I'm going to click over. Sometimes people call in on the number just to listen, and sometimes they want to ask a question. So we're going to cut over to this caller and see if they have a question for you. Hang on 1 second. Hi, caller. You are live on Stager Talk. Did you have a question for Audra? Hello? Nope. Okay, we're going to go ahead and
I think they froze.
Back again.
Okay.
They froze. They got stage fright.
Hey, I don't blame
okay.
them.
So that's all right. I get it. So let's talk. Let's switch gears a little bit. Just staging industry in general. Boy, wow. Are we growing? What?
Wow.
I mean, I'm waking up every day these days just going, what happened?
How awesome.
What are you seeing on your end? I know I'm seeing. It's just amazing and overwhelming and just a boost, a boom of new people into the industry. People are getting it more and more. What are you seeing?
I love it. I mean, I think that it's so funny because even this time a year ago or 2 years ago, you know, I'm always on, I have a social media company that works with me, and we're always looking for good information articles about the industry and kind of getting it out there on our Facebook. And it was, you'd be hard pressed to find an article on staging still. And then we rejoiced, right, when the National Association of Realtors finally came out, you know, 20 years later, 15 years later, with statistics on staging. And that was just last year. And that was like, this year, I feel like in the last month alone, almost every major news network has done an article on staging almost. It is unbelievable. It makes me so excited because, you know, when I entered into this industry, my goal for home staging was to make it an industry standard, like home inspections. Right? Nobody sells their home without a home inspection, right? But that wasn't always the case with that industry. The home inspection industry would tell you, you know, 30 years ago, that wasn't as much the norm. It's become an industry standard. And that's what makes me so excited for staging, because staging is becoming that industry standard. I still have people, they are pioneering staging in their more rural area. And so we have very, you know, specific marketing plans for those folks, because it's very based on education. But for the most part, it's so exciting to see everything that so many of us in recent, I know Shell, obviously, you know, have worked towards, is kind of coming to fruition. And it's such an awesome industry. And then for all of us to get together in Vegas and party and celebrate, I mean, this RisaCon is going to be bigger and better than ever, because we're riding on this tide of a big, huge, wonderful year.
I agree, and that's a nice segue to talk about RisaCon. So in all the previous RisaCons, we've always been at the Treasure Island Hotel in Las Vegas, and the TI provided us with an amazing venue, a fantastic yeah. food. The staff there was like my boots on the ground when we went to Vegas. They knew every single thing it was that we needed when we needed it, and I love them, and it was heartbreaking to have to separate from them. However, we've grown so much that we can't fit our event into the TI anymore. So,
oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Said, we've moved. Yeah, that's why we moved. We can't do it anymore. We need to grow. And so now we're going to be at the M Resort. So it's about 12, 13 miles up the strip, right outside of Las Vegas. You'll actually get there quicker in a cab to get to the M Resort than you would have to get to TI through the traffic through downtown Vegas. So it's wonderful. And let me tell you, when we talk about luxury, this hotel is absolutely breathtaking. We went there and we tested it out. We stayed overnight in the rooms. We walked through the casinos. There's very little smoke on the casino floor. The food was fantastic in the restaurants. The rooms were to die for. Very modern, beautiful views out into the desert. And I absolutely love it. The staff there was amazing. It was neat. We were going through and I was like, oh, this is my Mario. This would be Mario at the M Resort or at the TI. So I'm kind of matching up my go-to people. And let me tell you, people, if you are sitting on the fence about going to RisaCon, jump off that fence full force, because this is going to be the most amazing RisaCon that we have ever had. We actually have Sabrina Soto from HGTV. She's going to be with us. And she's absolutely amazing. Fred Burns is also a keynote speaker, and he is very big in the interior design field, and he's a master of sales, so he's going to teach us all about that. And then, of course, your color course. And then everybody has the sessions are going to be three sessions at a time, and you pick one of the three sessions. And we do have them categorized as a newbie, a mid-level, and then a tenured stager, but you can go to any one, so that's great. Mm-hmm. What else can I tell you about RisaCon? Early bird pricing good until October 31st, $475 for RISA members, $651 for non-members. But if you want the RISA pricing, just become a RISA member and you get that, and you're still going to save more than $50. So it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to go. I'm finally starting to get excited. It's all coming to fruition. We also have more vendors, more exhibitors this year. We have our standard exhibitors, HSR, Home Staging Resource, are going to be there. And all of our typical ones, but we also have, you know what we're seeing here trends-wise, I'm sure you're seeing as well, huge, huge amounts of stagers moving to do owning their own inventory. And they're needing wholesale providers. So we have Paragon, ProPack Images, Better Trends, Ashley Furniture just signed up yesterday.
Yay!
And hopefully we're good. Yeah, I know. I was so excited about that. Hopefully soon we'll be able to make a big announcement about another major sponsor coming on as well. So if you're on the fence again about coming to RisaCon, I strongly suggest that you jump off that fence and pull the trigger and go. You just won't be you won't be disappointed. No, Audrey, you've been there every single year.
Yeah, I've spoken almost every year, just except for 1 year I
almost
took a break. But I love it. It is the highlight of the year. I mean, everybody, and you know, obviously a lot of folks have gone through my training. We, you know, go, and we have a networking event prior to, which is exciting so that people can kind of get together with the mentors and speakers. But it just fires up your business for the entire year. I mean, that's what everybody will tell you. You know, starting your business outright, if you want to start your business outright in 2017, you go in January to the RISA conference and you make it a trip and you make it happen, because you're just, I love that you're doing all of these workshops. I'm so disappointed, Shell, that I'm actually speaking during the time of two other workshops I really want to attend. So I wish I could just go to them all.
I do too. Well, you know, we did that. The first couple years we did it where everybody saw every speaker, and the feedback was, you know, hey, look, I'm more of an advanced speaker. This was more of a newbie topic. I wasn't really interested. So it's really the way we have it now has morphed into the last 9 years to do something for everybody. And this format that we have now, the platform, I think it's a winner. It's working. We get amazing feedback. I too am speaking during something where I would have loved to have sat in on somebody else's.
Yeah.
But with that being said, You know, there's so much to learn. The networking is just priceless for everybody.
Yeah.
Even if you go and you just learn one thing, it's worth the trip to be able to do it. But, you know, I think people definitely learn more than one thing when they come to research.
I learn, okay, I've been in this industry for many, many years. I'm a trainer. I hear from people all the time.
Right.
Every year I walk away and I've learned so much because there's always something. There's always something to be learned. We are in an industry of learning. So if you neglect that with your business, you won't last very long. I mean, you have to learn about design. You have to learn about real estate. And those two industries alone change constantly. You know, so it so excites me to go and fill up my notebook and my notepad, take the notes and all the speakers and get to know each speaker is just, you know, so open, so transparent, just such an authentic, you know, amazing group of people, just everybody even there, even all the members, is just so happy to be there. It's just like one big party and it fires me up for the entire year. It really does.
Yeah, I love it. And you know what's good too with the books, we have a convention book that we give each attendee and that's where they can actually take their notes.
Yep, I do.
We didn't have that in the beginning, but we do have that now. And then you can take it home. So it's a little Bible that you can take home and you can refer to it. And we have in there, you know, what are your three issues with this particular subject? What are your action items that you're going to go home with? Because a lot of people, you can go to an event and you can hear a great speaker and that's wonderful, but you need to put that into play when you get home. And the ResaCon book actually helps you be able to do that because you're going to remember it. You're going to take your own notes and then you can do an action item list when you get home.
I absolutely, you know, I save my books. I save them. And I even refer back to them because I think it's sometimes interesting to think about, okay, well, what did we talk about, you know, 5 years ago? And then look at what we're talking about now. And because we're in such a new kind of, it's still a new industry. It still is. Because sometimes I get the call, people are, is it saturated? Are there as many stagers in your area as there are real estate agents? No. I think you're okay.
Right.
Not to mention staging's not all that we do. I mean, that's what I'm going to talk about. You don't need to niche your business just to staging. You could do color. You could do interior styling. You know, people now want to spend on their homes. And we have this enormous group of people called the baby boomers who are either deciding to love where they live. So that's, you know, interior styling or going to be downsizing. That's staging. So I don't see this industry not continuing to grow. It's so exciting then because even if you start today, you're in the staging industry. You're not like going to be behind. You'll be okay. There's still a lot of business for everybody.
There is. There definitely is. And one stager, you know, people have a misnomer. They think that, oh, I need to get into the business and I need, you know, 40 clients. No, you don't. You need like less than 10, 5 to 10 great clients will have you busy. Absolutely have you busy. And there's so much work for everybody out there. And I love what it is that we've done with Risa in general. And we appreciate your support through Home Staging Resource as always. And that's going to wrap up our time. 30 minutes goes by so quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And Shelly, I just want to thank you. You're like amazing and you've just done such a great job. Every year, the conference that you put, I know, your heart and soul into, it's just better and better and better. So thank you for all that you do for the industry.
Well, thank you for saying that. I certainly appreciate it. I love doing it. It's definitely a labor of love. It's sometimes like there are days that go by and you think, you know, God, how am I going to pull this off? You know, what is it that we need? But this year we landed Sabrina Soto. She's great.
Yeah.
And,
I know.
She's going to be there. I mean, I've been wanting to get her for a few years now. So I think she's going to be a big draw. And the other thing
I
mentioned, the
wait.
Home Staging Industry Awards. Home Staging Industry Awards. That's another highlight of ResaCon. And let me tell you, this is some of the best marketing dollars that you can spend is to get yourself into the awards because we have top 10 lists so you can become a top 10 vacant stager in the United States. In Canada, you can do occupied. There's so many different categories. It's only a $50 entry fee. And we did a ResaCon in Canada a couple months ago, and I asked two of the winners there, did that help you at all? I said, how was this for you? And both of them, since they won their awards, they do their press releases, which we, you know, give you a sample press release. You can write your own or you can tweak ours. Both of them, they said, once that was out, and they came home with the award, and they did their releases, and they blogged about it, put it on their social media. Their businesses exploded. exploded. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm talking that both of them moved into warehouses,
mm-hmm.
And they just really upped their game. And again, I'm a big law of attraction person, so it's really about it's setting things in motion in the universe to be able to get those awards. Even if you don't win and you get on the top 10 list, it's still setting that exposure for you. But a top 10, that's a winner, man. Can you be a top 10 in everything, in anything? That's amazing,
yeah.
Amazing amount of PR that you can pull out of that.
And the talent is amazing. So, you know, I agree. It doesn't take that much time to enter in and, you know, go through those steps. I find that so many times stagers, and I hear this all the time, I was too busy. I was too busy, Audra. I didn't get to, you know, do the awards, or I that deadline caught up with me. So everybody, please take the time. Don't be too busy. This is so important to your business. So I agree. It's such a cool thing. And I love that Risa does that.
I love it too. And so if you have questions about the awards, the website is homestagingindustryawards.com. If you're interested in RisaCon, go to risaconvention.com. And if you're listening and you wanted more information on training, staging, or to find a stager, go to realestatestagingassociation.com. And if you're interested in Audra's training, Audra, why don't you give your website and social media how people can contact you?
Yeah, my staging training, www.homestagingresource.com, which if you're also interested in a stager, we have a directory of everyone who's gone through the three-week training. And my color training, www.certifiedcolorexpert.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. That's a wrap for today.
Thanks,
with
Shell.
Stager Talk. Join us. Thank you for joining me, Audra. I appreciate it. Join us again for another live session this Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and we'll be speaking to industry expert David Peterson. Cannot wait to hear from them. Thanks
Love
for joining
David.
Us, and we'll see you on Thursday.
All right.
Happy staging,
thanks,
everybody.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.